The DeMarco Show.
You're listening to the man who will fight a midget just to show off his martial arts. DeMarco.
Ooh, yeah, it's the wake up call.
This is DeMarco.
What is up? Sitting here with you guys, checking out some flashbacks from the past. Bob Jones, the man behind the mask, is the book that he wrote. It's about Michael Jackson. I did interview him. This is what he said back in 2005.
Flashback.
Michael Jackson, the man behind the mask, is the name of the book. And we'll be talking about Michael Jackson here. And on the phone, straight from California, we got Bob Jones. He was his publicist for over 35 years. Bob Jones, how you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great. Had a great book signing here in Los Angeles at Walden's Books, so I feel good.
How long has this book been out, by the way?
Well, the book came out shortly after the allegations, but, you know, we really haven't gotten into promoting it. We are just beginning to break the ice in doing promotion in bookstores and on radio and... Well, I did some television at first. I flew to New York and did Good Morning America with Diane Sawyer, who's a dear friend. So
it's good read. I was reading it, and I don't know what question to ask you. There's so many questions because this book is full of information. The man behind the mask. We're sitting here with Bob Jones. You were the PR person for 34 years for Michael Jackson, right?
Well, not 34 with Michael. The last time I've been with him, I was with him for 16 and a half years. But I was with him the first 7 years at Motown.
Wow.
At Motown.
And I've known him, you know, from those Motown days. Amazing. Up until and through now.
The reason why you wrote the book is because you were fired from the company, MJJ, right?
I was fired as vice president of his company suddenly, and, you know, they weren't fair in the least bit. They didn't even give me even my vacation pay. Let alone severance.
Okay, like a normal job, and if you work there and then they fire you, usually you get severance pay, you get Social Security pay and all this and that. And
well, you get your vacation at least. And, you know, they do give you some severance.
That's
and
pretty
especially
standard.
Especially they give you so many weeks for the number of years that you've been a part of it. And especially when, you know, you've spent as much time in developing and creating and, etc. Hell, I named him the King of Pop.
Why did this happen, having so much money with the Michael Jackson organization?
Well, now, you were saying that the Michael Jackson organization had a lot of money. One of his former business managers who came in and was let go told a different story. He has spent more money than he had.
Going back to what you just mentioned, everybody thinks that Michael Jackson has so much money because of the rights to the Beatles songs, and I guess that's kind of a myth, correct?
Well, no. He makes a lot of money off the Beatles songs, but, you know, they are leveraged in loans that he has taken out against them.
Wow.
Now, from what I understand, if he doesn't pay Sony, someone that his brother borrowed $290 million from by December, you know, his share of the Sony catalog may be taken.
And I have a question about that. You know, why would somebody? I mean, how can someone borrow $290 million? I mean, it seems. I mean, is his lifestyle that excessive that he just spends money that frivolously? I mean, is he not asset wealthy at least?
Well, you know, he doesn't listen to anyone. No one can tell him what to do.
Who has his ear? I mean, there's
nobody.
Nobody.
And when did
no,
this start?
Oh, wait a minute. The kids do.
These little boys. Oh, we'll definitely get to that. You're right. But when did this start? When did he change? I know in the beginning, you know, it was like we're looking at the picture, the back of the book. You know, it's like young, good-looking Michael Jackson. And then when did he become this beast?
His whole thing changed with the success of. After Thriller, you know, he started having the extreme amounts of plastic surgery, et cetera, because when the Off the Wall album came out, he didn't look He was a handsome young man.
I was going to mention that. That was
definitely.
I mean, that album, I mean, I know the Thriller was very successful and several of his other albums, but Off the Wall, to me, was probably the best, one of the best albums
exactly.
out there. And he seemed to be, you know, rather normal at that time. And then, you know, it looks like he just lost his mind at some point.
Well, he got to the point where he felt no one could tell him anything and he could do what he wanted to and he was bigger than the law.
So he's like a big baby.
So, well, it's not a baby, you know. He was bigger than the law because he was doing things that babies don't do.
You think that's why he's moving to Bahrain?
Well, you know, I don't think that's the answer, moving to Bahrain, because I don't think members of the Islam faith go along with some of the things that he's been accused of.
Yeah, it seemed that the affiliation that he had with the Islam faith was kind of shallow. Didn't have a lot of substance to it. It seemed like they were just there... for whatever reason.
Well, that's part of the bad decisions he made, right? Bringing in the Nation of Islam
to
manage his affairs.
No. But you see, the people in Bahrain are Muslim too.
Right.
So you know they and they don't. You know, you can have as many wives as you want, but I don't think they believe in you having as many young boys as you'd like. There was one girl who got on the stand here from Australia and told the judge and the prosecution that her brother slept with him for 365 nights.
That's a lot of nights.
Nothing went wrong.
And when you told Michael Jackson that you thought it was a criminal act, did he tell you that it was none of your business?
Well, I didn't tell him it was a criminal act. I told him the perception that it put out in front of the public. His being as big a star as he were, as he was at the time, that he should not allow himself to be seen hand-holding with a little boy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, and it's funny because whenever I see like a chronological photo display of Michael Jackson, how he's metamorphosed over the last, you know, 20 years, you know, I mean, I used to listen to Michael Jackson when I was younger and up all the way up until Off the Wall, and he did look like an African-American.
Of course.
And
he injected himself, right, with white, right?
Well, it's quite obvious something happened to him.
Yeah, because you know, what I always thought was unusual is everybody else in his family, with the exception of LaToya, still looks pretty black.
Yes. Well, you know, but, you know, he had her, every piece of surgery he paid for her to do the same.
So she mimicked everything basically that she did.
Well, you know, he paid for it.
Right.
Because he offered me the opportunity to have my nose done, and I told him no,
now, you know. You see, I'm a proud brother. I got that big, wide nose, and I wouldn't give it up for nothing.
Sure, I understand.
That's where I'm at.
We're sitting here with Bob Jones, who wrote the book, The Man Behind the Mask. When he was accused, and he was in that Las Vegas hotel, Janet Jackson actually went in there, and he told her he didn't want her around because, you know, you're never going to outsell me, right?
You know, the sibling rivalry definitely did exist.
It's strong.
Because he owned everybody except for her, right?
Well, yeah. She was the one that, you know, made it on her own, you know, and the rest of them. But, you know, if you recall when we talk about it in the book, the fact that Walter Yetnikoff, when Michael was nominated for all of those Grammy Awards, and Quincy Jones was nominated for them too, he went to Walter Yetnikoff and pleaded with him to go to NARIS and try to stop them from giving Quincy Jones any awards. He said he didn't deserve them.
I also wanted to know, like, the paparazzis were probably on him every single minute of the day. What did you do? Did you have to fight him off? What did you have to do?
Well, no, we didn't have, you know, I had a relationship with most of those people. And certainly, look, he loved that attention, whether he will say it or not.
I think that was very obvious.
You know, it's they love the roar of the crowd and the smell of the grease paint. And yeah. When it doesn't happen, they are extremely disappointed, and you have to do a hell of a lot of explaining.
So do you think that kind of explains his like completely inappropriate behavior at the trials when he was waving at the fans and getting on the vehicles? Personally, I think if I was, you know, facing some charges of you know, that magnitude, I wouldn't be that interested in the fans. I'd be trying to make sure that my lawyers and me had our stuff together.
Well, but, you know, that was that first day when they had that first hearing and he got on top of the car, etc. You know, it was at that point where the lawyers had to definitely tell him, you better straighten up here.
And what was your opinion of that?
Of what? Him getting on top of that? Oh, come on. That was the most ridiculous thing that you could possibly do. Michael was the biggest thing that, entertainment-wise, that we have ever had. Michael was bigger, if you whether you know it or not, than Elvis Presley.
Oh, no doubt. Definitely.
Elvis never toured the world.
No.
Elvis only appeared in America.
That's right.
Michael played 10 nights at Wembley Stadium in London to 72,000 people for each show.
And he's monstrous in like the Asian countries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's we were over there for 2 weeks. On one Christmas doing concerts at 50,000 in the Tokyo Dome, doing 50,000 people per show. So he was really, really big, and no one has ever, he was one of the most popular persons ever to live on this planet. But remember, the book is Michael Jackson, The Man Behind the Mask.
The Man Behind the Mask.
You can get it on Amazon.com, and I'm sure you can buy it in bookstores down in Arizona.
Very glad you're on the DeMarco Show, and I'm going to tell everybody know about this book. It's a great read.
Awesome.
And thanks a lot for
everything. Well, I hope so, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I think most people that read the book will enjoy it.
Pleasure talking to you.
Real quick, awesome. let everybody know like what the Latino market is doing now these days, because I remember I asked you on the phone, because it's a big thing, right, coming up right now.
Well, you know, the big thing out here, the number one station in Los Angeles is a Latino reggaeton station.
Reggaeton,
yes. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that has become very, very big and acceptable in Southern California. You know, there's a surge of the Latino market here. It's
okay.
The biggest market going there.
Awesome.
See, it's important when you say it. It just sounds so good.
So, you know, and everybody, I'm sure that those of you who are listening to you should know and take advantage of it.
Exactly, right? That's what I've been telling everybody.
Most definitely.
Well, thank you very much,
Bob
Jones.
It's an honor, Bob. It's an honor.
You're with us. We're going to continue.
I appreciate you guys calling and keep up the good work and promote that book for me.
Yes, sir. Anything, sir. We'll keep in touch, okay?
Okay, please.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
There you go. Bob Jones was with us right here. Publicist of Michael Jackson. Well, he said for 16 years and then another 7.
Wow.
So basically equals out to 34 years. It says it on the book.
What a job, man. Talk about being a zookeeper.
We got a real hot show, and I just don't understand why it's not on 5 days a week, because like I said, I was listening a few days ago, I was listening to this one other talk show host, and he was chewing on peanuts or something like that. I pretty much fell asleep. Actually, I had to go to the bathroom. I had a rectum erosion. You know, I pretty much blew out the whole bathroom.
Bitch slapping the competition across town. It's DeMarco.
This is a real show right here.
TD Soul Club in Southern Arizona, the hottest show club in Arizona for gentlemen entertainment. Yeah, it's approved. Dig it.
TDs. Go to TDs East, 5822 East Speedway, or you can check out TDs West, 749 West Miracle Mile. Check out the most beautiful women in Southern Arizona at TD Show Club. And you might see DeMarco there.
So come on out where beauty's on stage.
You got it, man.
All you gotta say is,
please,
get paid to TDs.
The DeMarco Show.
Yo, VIP. I don't think so.
Marcos banged your girlfriend. Twice. So who's more dangerous, me or him?
I love you, DeMarco.
This is the DeMarco Show in the Zone.
Check out the DeMarco Show special.
For more info on DeMarco, check out his website, www.TheDeMarcoShow.com.